Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Someone was really mad that I didn't look at the sign last time, so I'm
where is it?
But yeah, we have made it to episode 125. You know I love a good milestone. We're a quarter of the way through season two. Cheers.
We are. Cheers. What you drinking? Just kidding. Everyone knows. I'm having an espresso martini that is disguised as an iced latte, but it's in fact a martini. Say,
are you not drinking again? What's wrong?
I am. And honestly, it's got me really hype again. And I'm just trying to play God. Cool.
Well, I'm sorry in advance, everyone. Oh, wait. I do have something we need to address before we go any further.
No. What?
I've been canceled. I've canceled myself. I lied again. Oh. It's very serious, egregious lie. I've never had a fig.
Oh my God. Okay, let me guess. In the video, there was not, that wasn't a fig shake.
It was a date shake, which like dates and figs are similar.
No, yeah? They're not similar at all. No, because dates have more of a caramel vibe. Figs are like figs. Like, and that's why I cut it out. But when she said she had a fig shake, I went, ooh, like I was like, oh no. But then I was like, oh my God, take that out because I don't want to be canceled by the fig lovers.
I had specified that it was while we went to Palm Springs and people were like commenting, I live in like the Coachella Valley and we're actually known. Like, are you sure it wasn't a date shake? Because there's a place that does those. And I'm like,
can you guys just let Lily lie in peace? Right. I mean, I thought we were all friends.
Well, I know. I was like, oh my God, two episodes in a row, you guys. I'm sorry. I forgive me, please.
The misinformation on this podcast cannot be forgiven.
Well, and the thing is that I was very confident about both. In my apology that I pinned in the comments, I was like, not only did I spread more misinformation, but I did so with the confidence of Michelle with her Dunkin' Donut.
Or the confidence of Jesse saying anything.
You know, well, at least it didn't involve a person. But yeah, so I'm sorry, girlies. It was a date shake, and the only fig I've ever had was in Fig Newtons, which doesn't count.
Okay, so period. When they come back in season, you grab a fig, try it on the show.
Someone also commented about it being like, they wanted to put that in the list of like common sense questions that I ask when I asked, is that a regular thing that people eat? I'm like, that's not a common sense question. Figs aren't normal things to eat.
Yes, they are. And no, they aren't. Here we go. You're going to make me cut this out again because I had to cut out a rant that Lily made on olives saying, nobody eats olives. Like, every day. And I was like, my husband does. She's like, I knew you were going to be canceled, Lily, because other people of other cultures eat olives.
I'm just asking an honest question.
Other people eat olives every day. My daughter eats olives every day and she eats figs every day when they're in season.
Besides you was the question.
Okay, fine. Does anybody eat olives? I know Alex eats, you eat olives. Oh my God. He said, of course.
Out of the jar? Like
a pickle? Out of the jar? Like a pickle? Of course, he says.
It's better in the jar.
It's better in the jar. Lily's just always giving toddler.
Well, I'm not. Okay, rude. Yes, I'm aware that it's weird that I haven't had a lot of things, but in general, I feel like I'm still aware of other people eating them, and I just have never been around people that were, like, popping olives like they're candy. Anyway, that's my common sense question to go with the fig question, apparently. I'm genuinely curious.
But anyway, if you guys are wondering who my off-screen correspondent is, Alex is visiting me. You want to say hi, mamas?
Has there been any acknowledgement that he is off-screen?
I was talking to him about the olives. Oh, hey, mamas. Oh my God, there's a ghoul and a goblin behind me.
Wait, how do I get... Oh, I'm there! I was looking over here at this screen. Guys, this setup is diabolical.
Oh my gosh.
They deserve a trophy. Just saying.
Oh my God.
It's unreal. Like, Lily, hi, baby. I message her every now and again. I'm like, girl, you deserve an editing award.
I know.
But this setup and everything is just like...
Isn't it crazy?
It's everything.
Yeah.
I love your podcast.
Thanks, girly.
Bye, girly.
Bye, girly. Oh my God. Oh my God. He destroyed the whole background.
Thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. It's literally just, it's just one line.
Well, no, but we can forgive him because he is the originator of girlies.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She said we can forgive him because he's the originator of girlies. You literally are. The reason we say girlies is because of Alex when we play Fortnite. Anyway, full circle moment.
Literally, that started because I was like, stop saying girlies. Can we insert the clip here?
If you look at our journey, it's just insane. But I don't have a filter anymore, girlies. It's gone.
Yes, she does.
All in all, what I'm trying to say is thank you guys so much for your support. And if we ever get a little bit too bitchy, call us out, girlies. I'm okay
Stop
with it.
Stop saying girlies. You've said it even before we started filming.
You know why I'm saying that? Oh my God, I hate Alex James. Alex and I play Fortnite every day and night. And he has me saying girlies. So he'll be like, are we going to the pond, girlies? And then it's stuck in my brain. Now who says it the most?
It's just like Janet. I explained it to someone one time. I was like, it started ironically and I was like making fun of Jesse for saying girlies and then she would make fun of me back for saying girlies and then we just kept saying girlies and then the next thing I knew we were saying girlies unironically and now we're the girlies, you're the girlies, everyone's the girlies.
We're all the girlies. But anyway, so I have been having a very fun packed weekend. Alex came, my cousin came, my cousin who's Willy Wonka. Benji.
I saw him and your brother were singing on TikTok Live for
they
hours.
Were absolutely hammered. I don't know what happened there, but I like went in at 2 a.m. I was like, are y'all okay? Like, what is going on? Because before they went on live for hours, they did a karaoke party. So I'm like, how many hours can y'all sing for? That's a long time.
I had scrolled through TikTok and it popped up once. And then like literally hours later, I scrolled. And I was like, they haven't moved.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening there. But yeah, so my cousin came. We've had so much fun. We went to the safari, went to the aquarium, and we've just been like socializing. I don't realize how little socializing I do until a friend is present. I'm like, oh my God, I needed this so bad.
Has your cousin gotten any bookings for Willy Wonka?
He hasn't. I don't think any girly wanted to book him as Willy Wonka. But you know what he did get? He got a DM with a screenshot of our podcast from one of his friends and said, are you joking? That's your cousin? Like, that's my favorite podcast. And I'm like, oh my gosh. That is so amazing. So shout out to you, girly, if you're watching. It's just amazing. We were just talking about this. How many people we know, like online, offline, whatever, who watch every single episode.
Wait, this is unrelated but related. I was looking through my camera roll for something the other day and I saw this screenshot. It was a text from my friend. Like, she had screenshotted her conversation with her friend. And it was the friend sending a GIF. And the GIF was of me. It's my friend texting me saying, what the fuck? You're a GIF now? The text conversation she had screenshotted is her and a friend. And it's like, boardroom, here we come. And it's me doing like a making it rain. I didn't come up with the things. Someone from Jiffy had come to Clever and like told us what to do. But that one has gotten a lot of traction. And she responds to it and goes, I kid you not, that GIF you just sent is my best friend from childhood.
It's always a really weird crossover when the internet enters your real life. You're like, oh yeah.
Well, especially with GIFs, it's not like I had, like, there's like three. But back to the podcast. I did tell Jesse last night because someone texted me about something we talked about and was like, I watch every episode, and it's like someone we know. And I'm like, in my head, no one watches us.
Well, you know what actually surprised me? It was Becca and Kitty when they say they watch every episode and they'll like text us about every episode. I'm just like, y'all really like sit down and watch every episode?
That's the thing. I think people are being nice and they're like, oh, I watch every episode. Same. But then they'll text us stuff and it's like at the end of the episode and it's like something very specific and I'm like, oh shit, you really do watch? Oh,
but the
you.
Number one girly and our crowned fan, I would say, is your mom. I mean, I just cannot believe she watches every episode. That makes me so happy.
She didn't until like kind of recently.
Better
late than
never. I
think she was used to like all the stuff I did at Clever and it was just like not
her cup
like,
of tea.
It's fine, but like not very interesting. And I think that we've aged up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my mom asked me how my day was and I was like, oh, I was editing all day, but like just got it up. And she goes, I figured you were editing. I'm glad you uploaded. I need a new episode. I listened to the Molly Walk Archie.
I literally cannot imagine that. Like, your mom is not at all otherwise interested in internet drama, right?
No, but she does like hi mom, by the way, if you're watching.
Hey, Mama Meisten.
For example, like the Taylor and Travis stuff when I was like really
but
excited
that's like
about that
news way, it feels
no,
like
no but she would like text me know like everything. I'm like, what, where did you get this information? I feel like she knew stuff that was like trending on Twitter, but like she doesn't use Twitter.
That being said, if you're someone that knows us like from online or you've like known us for a few years, can you DM us and let us know? We're nosy. We want to know who's watching. Don't watch in silence. Thanks.
We were talking about it last night and she was like, I think it would make me kind of uncomfortable. I want to know. Please tell us.
I want to know. I do.
Really? You do? And then we can give you shout outs.
But anyway, regardless of all of that rambling, we have a show and we have quite the show because we have more than two topics to even choose from, so we can be here all day.
Topic number one is the hair drama between what's it, Taylor Madison
and Alfredo Lewis, the hairdresser, and I guess Philip Wolf would be involved as well because he does the hair with Alfredo. He's the one that like cuts the hair.
Got it. It was like, who's Philip? So shall we just dive in?
Oh, absolutely, because there is some parts of this that I haven't seen because they were like deleted or I don't even know.
I was so proud of myself because this was one I was like watching unfold in real time. Like I pulled the links like days ago.
Yeah, same. And I know someone that got their hair done by this person. So I've been in it like to win it. I have been watching every single thing that comes out.
Yeah, so I did a little of my sleuthing magic and I had to find some of the videos that have been deleted, which actually are the first two videos to start us on this journey.
Yeah, in case you guys didn't know, if you delete a video, Lily will find it, okay?
Usually it has to be within like 3 days, but yes, I have my ways. Okay, so just as a
intro?
Also, just by the way, yeah, I was like, as like an intro, I don't know. Taylor Madison, I am not super familiar with her, but she's like a beauty influencer. Yeah, makeup.
Honestly, I've only seen her a few times on my For You page, and now I feel kind of bad saying this. I always just was like, oh, that girl looks like Kylie Jenner, and then I would just keep scrolling.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was going to be my follow-up, is that she is very well known for looking very strikingly similar to Kylie Jenner.
I think she could literally be a doppelganger, like a stunt double or whatever they do. Not a stunt double. Hold on. A body double. I don't think Kylie's doing any stunts.
But Taylor did have a variety of hair colors in the past, which, I mean, I can speak from experience, does damage your hair a little bit. I personally did, I think it was 8 colors in a year.
Because every Vivid color you do, you have to bleach it all over again, right?
For the most part. Like, luckily for me, some of them we didn't have to completely. It's like if I did pink and then went purple after, or like if I did something a bit darker, like you could do it over, it was fine. I also started with my hair like completely like virgin hair, and I feel like it took a while for it to get pretty bad. And by the end, it was pretty bad. It wasn't this bad though. She had expressed that she had kind of like a yellowish blonde going on for a little bit, and she was really unhappy with it. So she tried to tone it herself, and that did not go well.
I'm so embarrassed to even post this, but I tried toning my hair because I just could not stand the yellow anymore. I feel like I'm just gonna have to fucking shave it all off at this point. It's so damaged, and I didn't have enough toner, so the back is fucked. I just wanted blonde hair. I don't even know what to do right now. It's so fucked.
She's just like in hysterics. I feel so bad.
Oh my god, this is, I've been able to do my hair in the past. I've went black to blonde. But this time my hair is just, it's not working.
I could relate to the like laugh crying hysterics. You're just like, oh my god, I hate my
hair. I don't know what I would do. I don't think I would be able to film a video. I would just be like crying.
I know people might think that's like silly and shit, but I mean, men value their hair a lot too, especially when they lose it. It's a big like identity crisis type thing. But as women, like, yeah, if you think you have to, if I had to shave my head, just my sheer face shape alone, I'd be in hysterics. I'd be like, oh my God, I cannot. So I get it. I get why she's freaking out for sure.
It's not like, oh, you got a bad haircut. It grows back. It's like the whole like bottom half portion of her hair.
It looks
like,
gummy. I don't even know what's going on. Almost. Like it looks like if you pull at it hard enough, it's just going to fall off.
Oh yeah. No. So like even when mine was at its worst, it was not like that. So like I can't imagine. I would freak out. And it's like weird comparison, but I feel like it's like if there's something wrong with your teeth, it feels so like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Because it's just like so the first thing you look at.
Yeah,
I get it. So in response to this though, she got an offer from, what's his name,
Alfredo Lewis. And just a little background on Alfredo Lewis and what he does. The main thing he does on social media, I mean, he'll show like himself doing his client's hair because he's a hairdresser, but the main kind of shtick is that he will help someone who has a hair crisis, whether that's DIY, whether that's a hairdresser that did it. He will free of charge fly people out, give them room and board, all that stuff, and do their hair with extensions and all sorts of shit and give them free product. And all that he does is document it. Okay, so that's Alfredo Lewis's thing. And that's what he was kind of trying to do here.
And it's worth mentioning that he documents it on his TikTok, where he has 1.4 million followers. And yeah, one of his main playlists is hair disasters. Yeah, so it's like wedding hair disaster. Someone paid $1,000 and their hair was destroyed.
The girl that I know that got her hair done by him, she had put henna in her hair, which is like notorious that hairdressers will not want to touch your hair after you put henna because it like fucks it up so much in terms of like trying to color correct it, because it's so like,
why would you do that?
A lot of people dye their hair with henna. I think both culturally, and then also some people just, I don't know, want the color that henna gives, but it's very, very, very permanent. So short of just shaving your head and starting new, you really can't do color correction without the risk of it going kind of sour. I think it might turn like green or something. I don't really remember, but her name is Cammy, and she got color corrected by Alfredo Lewis, but then she also got her hair redone for free by him for her wedding, like a few months later. So he doesn't even just do the first one, he'll do a follow-up one as well, or as many as they need, and it's always free. But he will like seek out these people who have fucked up their hair on TikTok and be like, hey, I'll do it for free.
Well, and I was pointing out the TikTok because it's like those, the wedding hair and the other one. Those three pin videos have 16 million, 18.8 million, and 24.1 million. So he does it for free, but he is making money off of it.
Are they over a minute long?
That 24 million is under a minute, but the other two are both over.
Okay, so the creator fund, you have to be at a minute or longer to qualify?
Yeah, that's for like the qualified view. Yeah.
Which I find interesting. That's kind of an interesting tidbit to revisit because if he is doing this for money, he would make sure that's over a minute.
Well, and those are the pinned ones. Generally, it looks like he gets anywhere from, some of them pop off and it's like 2.2 million. It's usually around like 200,000 to 300,000, I would say, is the average. But there's several that have over a million, over 2 million. So he makes a lot of money, I think, from his TikTok. Like, he probably does clients also that he probably doesn't film, I would assume. And then also he's making money off the content. That in mind, he reaches out to Taylor and posts this.
Hey, Taylor. First of all, I love your name. My name is Alfredo. I'm a hairstylist. I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people were tagging me in your video that you just posted a few hours ago. I'm really sorry that this happened to you. I understand how frustrating and just how devastating this can be for you with your hair. I saw your other video. I was really kind of doing a deep dive in your page. From what I see, you had black hair, you had blue hair. You lifted it out somewhat successfully. The first toner you did, you know, your hair felt a little damaged, but it looked okay when you dried it. I think what happened is that washed out. Also, a lot of people were telling you to go darker, do extensions. I get it. It can get in your head on social media sometimes. For me, it looks like when you went back to tone it again is when the damage happened. And I think sometimes people don't realize. I would need to know more what you used. When hair is at that like breaking point, that line where you're going to cross into hair breakage, sometimes even a toner, like was it alkaline, acidic? Did you use 10 or 20 volume? It can actually just take the hair past its breaking point, especially if you're not using products like K18 that I love so much. I talk about it a lot on my page. I would love to help you and talk to you. I've been crazy. I just got done with the 3-day shoot. I'm about ready to go to Dubai for a week. But if we can connect before, I would be open to help you. I know that you live in Minnesota. I already talked with Philip Wolf, who I work with a lot. I'm a hair color specialist. He's a cutting specialist. I don't know if you still want extensions, but we can definitely help your hair and get you some products ASAP. And everybody, thank you again for tagging me. This is 2024. But I really do love helping people and saving their hair. I think we need more kindness on
social media. Why does he say such random thing?
I would love to figure out if we can work something out. So this is a stitch with you. Let me know if you're into it. Check your DMs or stitch me back, whatever we need.
We
to
know,
do.
Alfredo. Thank you.
I'm gonna call before I get out of the country. I'm gonna be helping somebody named Stella in a few weeks. But if you can hang in there and hang tight, we can talk. I think that we can help save your hair.
Oh my God,
Why did he throw out that he's helping someone named Stella in a few weeks?
Not us making fun of him for changing the topic when it's literally all we do. But that being said, it is a little bit random. Like just some of the things he threw out there. I'm like, wait, it's 2024? We know, Alfredo. We celebrated the new year. Like, I don't know what that meant.
And it's like, it's a stitch. Yeah, thank you.
We're being silly. We're not like trying to be mean to him. I need to specify that every time.
I don't think I watched the end of the video, so this just really caught me off guard. And I was like, who's Stella? Why do we care about
that? But regardless, he is offering to help her for free. So that's the main thing that you need to take away.
Yeah. And I did watch that and I was like, oh, that's very nice. I will say a couple things that are interesting. The K18 mention, isn't that the company that ends up flying her out?
Yeah. So I didn't know that he was as associated financially with them in terms of how their kind of agreement works. And I still don't know like the ins and outs, but I didn't know he was sponsored by them basically. What I knew was that he used K18 products, but every hairdresser I've ever been to likes a certain brand. One that I went to loved Verb and she was like all about Verb and all she used was Verb. So I feel like that's a normal thing. And I thought that's what he was doing. I thought he just really liked K18 products, but he will send you home with K18 products and he will mention it about 1,000 times in each video. He's like, it's burned in my memory. The molecular hair repair, like that is literally burned in my memory because it turns out he is sponsored by K18. I will be it always undisclosed. He never mentions he's sponsored and it's usually not, I don't even think in the caption. He's just like literally shills it constantly, which is a very interesting aspect of all of this. Because yes, they are the people that ended up flying Taylor out and like paying for her hotel and
which makes sense, because otherwise it feels kind of weird to prematurely mention it now. Another thing I thought was interesting is when I watched this, I was like, so is he offering to fly her out? Because he brings up that she's in Minnesota and he's in LA, but then he's like, let me know, blah, blah, we can connect and I'll get you some product. So then that made it kind of sound like he was just gonna like send her stuff.
So if you watch Alfredo Lewis's videos, he always sends K18 products prior to when he actually has them in, because he'll have them on some sort of like regimen with K18 there before.
You go. Thank you.
Especially if they're really damaged.
That makes sense, then. Anyway, so both of those videos are now deleted, his as well. He has not deleted the bleach fail little series he made where he titles it Taylor, What the Fuck Happened to Your Hair, as a play on Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Ironically, he is not
him copying Risa
not
Tisa.
So ironically, I guess, he has not deleted any of those. And he has deleted, though, him offering to help her, which I think is strange.
But that makes total sense, because allegedly, those are K18 sponsorships. You can't just delete a sponsorship.
Make a good point. Also, though, it's because these have 1.5 million, 7.4 million, 4.6 million, and 1.8 million.
I get that, but 100% if K18 flew her out for the purpose of these videos, he cannot contractually just delete them. Like, there is no way. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank a sponsor of today's video, and that's Lumi.
Lumi is a whole body deodorant that delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet to your privates.
And it comes in a few different forms. So I have the stick whole body deodorant, the cream.
The deodorant wipes are definitely my favorite because it feels like a nice refresh.
I personally have been using these two the most. I love these wipes because, you know, throughout the day, if you're really active, you can use these wipes, and that's what I use them for. If I just feel myself like I'm sweating a lot that day, I'll use this. But this whole body deodorant is everything. Like, I have been using this every single day and I have not been stinky. And this does not have aluminum, which makes it even better, because a lot of aluminum-free deodorants, unfortunately, don't really handle my stank.
You need something powerful.
What's amazing is that this is all what you can get in our special offer with Lumi, which is a starter pack that you can get $5 off when you use our code DWKT.
Which actually equates to over 40% off, which, I mean, that's a pretty good discount. So if you guys want to try it, use our code DWKT.
And again, that's at LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you to Lumi for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
So let's go through this little series that he has made.
Taylor's here. Oh my God. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Welcome to Los Angeles, all the way from Minnesota.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
How awkward.
So we're here. It's time for a major hair transformation. Tell us.
As if they haven't already met, talked, hung out.
Tell us like what happened, and then let's get into what we're gonna do about it.
Basically, I've bleached my hair 3 times now. I've used 2 different color removers, but I've used one of them 2 different times. I tried toning twice, and it's just not good.
I didn't know toner was
and you were like super distraught.
If you use a developer, yeah.
But, you know, luckily it brought us together. So thank you, TikTok, bringing people together one head of hair at a time. But it's definitely a little crunchy.
It's a little crunchy.
Oh my God.
But so much better thanks to K18. Your hair is like in between color. It's like that hay color, and it feels like it. So first, I'm going to fill you with like triple gold. It's something I do in a lot of these color corrections. So it's going to fill it, make it even softer with the K18. And it's going to just give you a nice palette for me to work with. And then I'm going to come in with like a medium chocolate brown and a little bit of gold with that. And we're just going to give you this beautiful, rich brown color. I may weave out some of these pieces and put a light 5 volume just to give you some pops. And then we are going to do extensions, but like we love the length. So I'm going to show you, like, this is kind of the color I'm thinking. What do you guys think? Beautiful. Look at that. And I may even sandwich it with this here so that you have a little bit of, like, a pop.
Okay, Christina Aguilera.
Sandwich these pop two off. Together. And then lastly, I'm going to send you home with Calosim. This is, like, my other secret weapon. Like, K18's for the hair. Calosim is for the scalp. And I know you said you've had a little bit of thinning from the breakage, and it's been really stressful for you. This is a course. It's 6 weeks. And I'm going to send this home with you because you can't color and do Calosim, but I'll show you how to do it and send you home with it. And I think it's going to be like so good for your scalp, help your hair grow faster, thicker, bring some of the volume back.
An interesting tidbit I noticed is that in her video, she was saying that what she was trying to do was make herself blonde, but just not coppery orange. She didn't want the warm tones. She just wanted that ashy blonde type vibe. And he very quickly said, I mean, I don't know what their conversations were like, but I'm just saying, like, there is no transition. He's just like, okay, chocolate brown, very much the opposite. Now, I know from when I went from blonde to brown, and my hair was pretty damaged because I had been doing highlights since I was like 14. But the lady told me when you do color it darker when it's so damaged from bleach. It does fill, I don't know, the cells of the hair or something. Like, it fills it more than it, like, takes away from it. So it will make it look healthier.
Mine has said something similar where it's like, that's like coating the hair, but bleach is like stripping it of things.
So I can see why as a hairdresser, he would want to go that route. I think that he could have done a better job explaining. I don't know if he explained it to Taylor, but like just to the camera, like, hey, she wanted to be blonde before. This is why we're not doing that. Only because his series gets so many fucking views. The opinions are out of control. Like, people are gonna want like every little tidbit because they think they know what would have been better for the hair. So I think he could have explained that a little bit better. But it is kind of weird for the viewer. You're like, oh, so she's not only gonna not have extensions that are long because she said she wanted extensions.
That's the other part that I feel like is interesting to zone in on, is that he says, we love the length. Who's we?
Who's we?
You exactly. I was like,
is Taylor included?
He even mentions actually in his offer to her something about extensions.
Yeah. And honestly, she seems so sweet, but holy fuck, does she look so uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. I don't know if she was just nervous. Like, you just look at her and she's just there like, is someone holding a gun to her head? It's very interesting. Anyway, let's see how this goes.
Taylor, what the fuck happened to your hair? Bleach fail part two, but first.
And also, there are so many rats ratting out there. Can we just talk about it for a minute?
Yeah, it's ew. I kind of tried to ignore it, but you know.
Yeah, but we're going to make you.
What does that mean? Like, were people being mean in comments or like what?
From what I remember, because I did see Taylor's bleach disaster thing on my For You page, people were commenting like, we've been telling you that was gonna happen. Like, this is your fault, basically. I'm assuming that's what he's referencing.
I got a lot of that as well.
All gag, and you're gonna be so jealous.
Besides the rats doing what they do best, you guys had so many great questions. Here is Taylor. Make sure you watch part one consult. Of course, it was time to do the color. I started with the chelator by K18 for 4 minutes, came in with the molecular repair hair mist that restores 99% of elasticity. It's going to set me up. She was using K18 at home. Without it, we would not have been able to do this. I filled her with gold, triple G filler. I do this a lot. I let it sit for 30 minutes. I do not rinse it out. And then I come directly on top of it with my color formula. I did a 5N and a 5G here, equal parts with only 5 volume, applying that directly over my filler and letting it sit for 45 minutes. I wanted to do like an old money blonde, but a brunette version. So I came in with my clay and only 10 volume developer, and I actually diluted it to 5. Creamy consistency is going to be key for this, and I decided to do wet balayage. That's my tangle teaser. That is so good to get out of tangles and also keep the health and integrity of the hair. If you see there, I did this on wet hair with my favorite Framar paintbrush, and I did some French balayage around the face, and then I did some deeper V's in the back. Should we do extensions on her? Of course, I already know the answer, but I want to hear from you guys what you're hoping for. Taylor was really open to whatever we thought, and she's the one that wanted brunette hair. A lot of you guys were asking about this. She requested it because her followers asked her to. Stay tuned for part two. Can't wait for you to see the results.
As someone who gets balayage done, aren't you supposed to use foils?
And they tease it up.
I just always see the foils because it makes sense. Like, if a hair has bleach on it and then it's just like sitting freely on other hair, can't that like bleach and cause patchiness? Spoiler alert, it is streaky and it is patchy, so.
Also interesting is him asking if he should do extensions when, first of all, these videos are all filmed sequentially. So it's not like he's going to be able to like
get the... It's such a weird content creator thing to do. It's like, you filmed this on the same day, days ago probably. You edited all of this and now you're asking us for our opinion that you're absolutely not going to be able to implement. Please.
Weird technique. And then also, you already said in the first one that you're giving her extensions, but not
length,
which that would, I guess, just mean that you're like going to fill it out. But interesting. He did clarify, though, your question about the blonde, supposedly.
Right, that she wanted.
She said that she wanted brown.
Basically, here's the finale, part three.
I've bleached my hair 3 times now. I've used 2 different color removers, but I've used one of them 2 different times. I tried toning twice, and it's just...
Let's get into the finale with results and do a quick recap. As you heard there from our consult, Taylor did extensive damage to her hair at home, bleaching her hair multiple times using color removers. We got K18 to her in Minneapolis, and they were so gracious to fly her to LA for this one to help us save her hair. I filled her hair with gold, did a 5N and 5G right on top of it, did some wet balayage. I wanted to do an old money brunette with balayage, and I was so thrilled with the color. Philip Wolf came in and just cut off the dead ends, and then came in there and did some texturizing and shaping of her hair. It was such a joy. You guys were so vicious. There were so many rats in the comments with Taylor. You know, she would never, like, who would actually do this, like, on purpose? Of course she made a mistake and did her own hair, but nobody does these things to themselves. Look at that color, though. What do you guys think? So a lot of you guys were asking me what I prescribed to Taylor. After Philip came in and did some texturizing, I gave her callus.
Can we talk about what a balayage is? Because that is not my impression of what it is.
It doesn't always have to be a low thing. I know when I do balayage, sometimes she will bring it literally all the way to the top. But when she tones it and everything, it's not bright orange spots like that. Like, it's meant to melt a lot easier into the hair than that. And also, what's really notable about this is that it's so warm, which is why she ruined her hair, because she was trying to make her hair not warm, so... interesting.
And I guess they do end up saying that, like, the lighting and stuff, but, like, that first shot, it was, it's orange.
PTT6 that's patented, and it wakes up sleeping hair follicles. I was showing her there how to use it. You can't color same day. She's going to do this twice a week at home. And the damage that she had, there were some bald spots on her hair. This is going to help her on a scalp level to help her hair grow back faster. Then I added Bellamy Hair Pro extensions there. If you see there, that color was a perfect color match. We didn't want to add length, actually. We liked the length maybe a little bit, like for a lob. So Philip Wolf came in there and gave it an amazing shaping. And then Makeup by Love Andrea did makeup. Philip is using Design Me there. He's using their spray, and that's their Puff Me. I am obsessed with that. It adds volume to the hair. But look at Taylor's hair. And yes, I also think she looks exactly like a Kylie Jenner doppelganger.
She looks like she's going to cry.
She is absolutely stunning. She does stunning. Look like she's going to cry. Finished off with the KT Molecular Repair Hair Oil.
Look all, like, there is young and youthful.
Here is the after. Did we slay this? Did we eat and leave no crumbs?
No.
Let us know what you think in the comments. And here is the final.
She's Alfredo slide. Lewis, you give me that plate right now. You did not eat a singular thing. Okay, the makeup artist, though. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure she's very talented, but she aged her 12, 15, 20 years.
It does look very cakey.
And you could just see it in her face. She looks horrified.
You know, when you feel like you're going to cry and your face feels like hot and your eyes feel like kind of, I almost feel like that's affecting her makeup too. It's because her eyes are like, Really quick though, about the extensions, I don't feel like it looks like they added much volume to it. It's so weird to me also, because it didn't feel like she needed the volume particularly. Like, maybe they thought it would be nice, but also extensions aren't great for your hair. So I think that that's weird that they would have given them to her when it wasn't going to do something really drastic.
But of all the extensions that he could have used, tape-ins are the worst extensions I've ever had. They damaged my hair the most. They were so uncomfortable. You cannot run your fingers even remotely through
once
your hair.
Once it starts to grow out, you just like, it feels like you're wearing a wig.
Yes. And it's also painful sometimes. Like, it just feels like it's weighing down your head. I just feel like that wasn't the move for someone that you described as balding in certain areas.
That you need to do like a scalp treatment on. Like, it seemed weird.
But then all hell broke loose.
Honestly, that's the thing. So I saw some of these and I wasn't too invested. I didn't really care. I'm like, okay, she got her hair done. I don't know totally what the order of these all were, but I think the main thing that started it was people were commenting and being like, what? So he posts a part 4.
I wanted to address some of the negative comments on my last post about saving Taylor's hair. To the 65,000 of you that liked the post, thank you. To like the 4,000 comments saying that you don't get it, that you love it, you think it looks gorgeous, thank you. But to the many of you that came for this hair, this video is for you. As far as I was concerned, this is the last moment of the hair transformation with Taylor.
I love it so much. Thank you guys so much.
I love you. Looking back, it is so fucking obvious how
I love it so much.
I love it. I love it so much. She's just literally about to cry.
I get, like, for example, like, I got extensions on camera one time, mm-hmm. and I liked them, so I was honestly saying I like them, but if I didn't like them, I definitely wouldn't have said I didn't. I would have been like, yeah, it's great, because you're filming a fucking video, and especially if it's his video, like.
But I will say, now we start getting into interesting territory, because there are some really weird aspects to this, I think. And one of them is a text message that she sent to Alfredo the morning after all of this happened. She told him, good morning, I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything again! I was kind of out of it yesterday because I only slept a few hours the night before, but this was such an amazing experience, and I'm in love with how my hair turned out. I do get sitting in that chair and saying you love it when you do not. Girl, me. Hello? Like, I understand that. I don't understand going out of your way to message him that you love it so much and you would like your own footage. I do find that weird. Like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
I will comment on that in a moment.
So now I want to get into the lighting. Okay, we have two giant ring lights because I hate daylight savings time. Okay. And if you're a content creator, if you know, you know. I can't wait for it to be lighter longer. Okay. But I'll be honest, I actually love the color, and a lot of you did too. I love the warm balayage, the old money caramel highlights. But in real life, let me show you what Taylor's hair looks like at her house in her own lighting.
I didn't recolor it. I think the lighting was kind of like weird in that video, so maybe it looked a little bit orange. But it doesn't look like that in real life.
It does still. It looks really nice. Look at that. Look at that profile.
It's really pretty.
Look at the patchiness.
Or it doesn't look as orange, but it still looks patchy.
Yeah, just because it's darker, not because it looks different. It's just less light.
How do you feel about that? Just with you, I just feel like this type of length really works for you, so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, you're so stunning. You got these beautiful collarbones right here.
This is gonna.
I got into this because I wanted to help people who had been through extreme trauma, either from a DIY hair like Taylor did to herself, or at the hands of a stylist even sometimes where they had a bad experience. So the last thing I want to do is have Taylor not be happy. But clients, let us know what you want. Even though we did Taylor for free, K18 was so amazing. They gave her first class airfare, put her at the Mondrian, black cars. We did her hair for free, but you've got to let us know what you want. That consultation is so important. We need to know exactly what it is, what you want. Or else we're going to think that you want us to use our expertise. And I think that Taylor looks beautiful with the bomb. But I would have her back anytime out to LA. Thank you guys for watching these videos. It means so much to us. Honestly, all the comments, all the love. But I just wanted to address those things with you guys and, you know, just say all love.
At one point, there's another text conversation, I think, that she shows. She is, like, asking for his Venmo or something because she wanted to tip them. Basically, it says that, like, I've been broke and I didn't have any money and I'm so sorry I didn't do it while I was there. And I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not either of them. But, like, I thought maybe that could have been why she reached out to compliment him, because she felt guilty and bad about not tipping him. And I don't know, still don't think you need to be like, I loved it, but like,
no, I think that there's a few parts of this story that both parts fucked up, like, yeah. Both parties. I understand not feeling comfortable. I understand feeling social anxiety or feeling like you can't speak up for yourself. Literally, again, that is me on a daily basis. I don't understand doubling and tripling down and being like, oh my God, you're amazing, thank you so much, again, can I tip you? He is not wrong in saying that she did sit down at that consult and say, anything you guys think, I'm just happy, like, basically to be here. That is a really strange aspect of this, because it's like, she did ask for extensions before, but he did catch on camera that they said, we like this length, basically, what do you think? And she's like, love it.
And not saying she shouldn't have spoken up, because, like, yeah, obviously that would have helped the situation. But they do seem kind of to be pushing what they think is going to be good. And she does look very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, listen, I understand she's uncomfortable. I totally do get it. Like, again, this probably could happen to me. I do think it's unfair to basically just say, like, where the fuck did he get that, number one, liked it? And where the fuck did he get that she was okay with the length? She said that. That's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
I don't think that he, like, had her leave and he was there thinking, like, that didn't go well. I think he is confident with his skills, and he was like, she's gonna love whatever I do. So I think that as long as she was, like, agreeable about it, I think he thought it went fine. Well, and also she, like,
yeah, but she does give more insight to the behind the scenes, and it's not obviously what we saw on camera, which is interesting.
Which is also not surprising, though. Like, hair takes a long time. He even said, like, one of those things, she had to sit with it on for 45 minutes. Like, what's going on during the conversations during those 45 minutes? And even how they started, it was like, welcome to LA. She had definitely been there at least an hour. Before we go any further, we want to thank another sponsor of today's episode, OneSkin.
Not only do we have one sponsor, two sponsors? Are you kidding me? Who are we? Love this for us.
I know. We're big time now.
So if you don't know, OneSkin is here to simplify your skincare regimen. It is so hard to get started on skincare because there's so many different things you could be using, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I've tried over the years to curate a little routine, and I think over time, it just started sucking, and I didn't realize.
Honestly, I've been using it a few weeks now, and I'm a big fan.
Okay. same. I was a little bit concerned because I used to use before this just like water gel formulas with moisturizers. And this is more of a lotion feel. And I typically always gravitated like texture wise towards a water gel. However, my skin was so flaky and dry before I started using OneSkin. And it's the only thing I changed in my skincare regimen. And I started using their OS01 face topical supplement. And oh my God, my skin is not dry at all. Like not a flake in sight. It looks so good. Now, OneSkin has anti-aging properties and their secret is their proprietary OS01 peptide. And this is something that the more you use, obviously the more you're gonna see results. But on a base level, when I started using it a few weeks ago, I noticed how hydrated my skin looks, which obviously makes sense why down the line it could have those anti-aging properties because your skin is so like supple and moisturized, which has been nice. And I love the eye cream as well.
And I like that they give you instructions of how to also incorporate your existing skincare into it.
And they really focus on targeting the root causes of aging and helping you look and feel your best at every age. If you guys want to get started with OneSkin today, you can get 15% off using our code DWKT at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off if you use our code DWKT. And after you purchase it, it's going to ask you where you heard about them, and you should definitely tell them it was us.
Please do. That would really be a huge support to the show. So let them know the girlies sent you. Thank you so much again to OneSkin for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so I don't know the order of these, but this is one that I found that's a deleted video. Okay, no, this is more upset. So I think this probably is the first one.
Let us know what you want. That consultation is so important. We need to know exactly what it is what you want, or else we're going to think that you want us to use our expertise. And I think that Taylor...
Okay, I don't even know if I'm going to post this, but I just want to clear some things up because I feel like people are trying to make this my fault right now when I know for a fact I expressed what I wanted. When Alfredo first made the video reaching out to me, I said, I've been wanting extensions for so long, but I haven't been able to afford them. I had to cut my hair very short because of the damage. Okay, that's the first time I kind of said anything about it. The second time was when he called me on the phone, and he said, basically, we have like a couple different options. We can do extensions if you want extensions, or we could do a bob. And I remember saying, I don't want a bob. I miss my old long hair, and I would love to have extensions if we could do that. Like, that would be amazing. So I kind of went into this with the idea and the thought that I was going to have this long, beautiful hair. Next, he kind of asked me for inspiration pictures. So I made sure in each of the pictures I typed in long hair. And these were the pictures that I had sent him. So, I mean, we got there with like the color and everything, like... The color looks really good. It's really good. But, you know, it's just not the length that I wanted. I think the main reason why he didn't do extensions is because when I got there, he told me that the extension company didn't want to work with him. So that's really the main reason why I think that it didn't happen. And I understand that. And that's why I didn't bring it up again, because he said, basically when he got there, he said, we're going to do a bob. And then he said the extension company didn't want to work with him. So I was just like, okay, I guess. I also thought this comment was really funny because I did get home and cry. I did. I had Olaplex in my DMs offering to fly me out to fix my hair, to do whatever I wanted to do, extensions. I talked with them. I had multiple other hair, like famous hairstylists in my DMs offering to help me. But I chose Alfredo because I figured he'd be able to give me like beautiful, like long hair. And it is beautiful, but it's just... It's not my cup of tea, the length and like the cut. There's little short pieces like all over, and those are the layers. And you know, it's my fault. It is my fault for not communicating enough while I was there. But I've always been taught to just like be thankful, and you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So I was very thankful, but I was also really sad and a little bit brokenhearted that I didn't get what I wanted. And I hate making this video. I hate it. But I just wanted to address some of the comments and basically him saying that I needed to communicate more when I did. I definitely did. It's just a little bit messed up. I don't want to be painted out to be like the person who was in the wrong, because I don't feel like I was. And especially with this comment, I mean, Alfredo was frustrated because she didn't communicate properly what she wanted. I did communicate what I wanted. I didn't communicate when I was there in the chair, because he said the extension company did not want to work with him or pay him or whatever it was. But I just feel a little bit sad. I could have went with anyone else, and I feel like they would have actually given me what I wanted. And I know beggars can't be choosers and whatever, but yeah, I just kind of wanted to clear that up. I don't like the drama. I love Alfredo. I love everyone that I got to meet. I'm so thankful for the experience, but I just don't want this, like, this idea of me out there. I know he's going to post these, so I'm just going to put them up too. Yesterday, this was our conversation, because I had said that in the comments, the reason why he didn't do extensions is because he told me that the extension company wouldn't pay him. I ended up deleting that comment. But he said, saying I didn't do extensions because I wasn't getting paid is not true. That felt shady to me. When he literally told me that while I was sitting there in the chair, he told me that the extension company didn't want to work with him. And that's why he didn't want to do them. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just really weird to me, but yeah, I just kind of feel like I'm being gaslit a little bit right now. So yeah, just wanted to clear some things up for you guys. Sorry this video was so long. I really don't want to start any drama, but I do kind of wish that I went a different route with my hair, because it's not what I wanted. I think it's beautiful and I'm really, really grateful, but it's just not what I wanted.
Woo! What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do understand, like, her first comment again saying, I want extensions, but I can't afford them, and I don't basically want short hair. I believe her that she told him she didn't want a bob, and maybe she just felt too uncomfortable when she was actually sitting in the chair to say that. Again, maybe she felt like she wanted to appease him and, like, the whole filming process.
Well, but she made it sound like he basically said before they filmed that he said that extensions weren't an option anymore. So then she was playing along with the narrative that they just didn't want them, because obviously they're not going to be like, no, we're not doing it because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, that makes sense to me too, how she would feel like super weird pushing extensions when she knew he wasn't being paid by them, and that would be like an awkward ask, basically.
You have to remember that they are filming a video. It's planned what they're going to say. Like, this isn't just like a spontaneous, like, even when we did Beauty Trippins, like, we filmed 4 different intros, like, of us meeting the people the same time, like, the same way. So
yeah, that was awkward. I remember when we had to meet that lady, the lady at the sweatshop. We're just like, okay, go back and do it again, period, got it.
I don't doubt for a second, I mean, I don't think this was as, like, produced as that show, but, like, they're planning what they're saying, and especially if there's a reason that he might not have chosen to do the extensions, which he does mention Bellamy, the brand, by name. Maybe they weren't willing to pay him to use them. I would guess that they probably gifted it to him, but I 100% believe that there was other conversations that were the reason she acted fine with it, because she knew what they were going to say. I don't think that was sprung on her, but I think that they told her in advance why they were gonna say that and didn't really necessarily give her an option to fight back or just, like, voice her opinion otherwise. Then she also posted this that's deleted.
Hello, here I am again. I think it's so gross that he's, like, paying all these girls to make videos about him, like, defending him. Let me just say that. But I understand why you guys think I'm ungrateful now. He's lying about the fact that he paid for the flight and the hotel and all of that. He paid for nothing. That was K-18. He didn't pay for any of that. The fact that he's lying about that right now is so gross. It shows what kind of, like, person he is. I'm sorry, but that's disgusting. Like, why are you trying to, like, pretend that you paid for all that when you didn't? He paid for nothing. It was K-18 that paid for everything. He paid for nothing. They paid for the flights. They paid for the hotels. Alfredo paid for nothing. So that is absolutely disgusting that he is trying to act like he paid for that stuff. I'm sorry, but that just kind of shows you what kind of person he is. Like, he really wants to be known as, like, the holiest, like, nicest person in the world. Like, oh, he has such a big heart. No, he doesn't. He gets paid for all of this. You guys have no idea how much he's getting paid. It is insane. I guarantee you. I'm done now. But I think it's really gross that he's, like, having girls make videos about him, like, trying to defend him and bashing me. I think that's really disgusting and completely unprofessional. But the fact that he's lying, saying that he paid for all of these things, boy, bye. You know you didn't pay for any of them. Don't fucking lie. Come on now.
I don't know where he said that he was paying.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he said that, if he said it in one of his responses. But what I will say is, I know one of the girls that responded, Cammy, again.
Yeah, I have her video.
I edited her wedding video. Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to her about this. I know for a fact she didn't get paid for this. Like, he didn't pay her to do it. They are friends and they have texted back and forth after she posted her video. But she is, if you know her and you know her content, she is that kind of person. She's going to defend him because she got her hair done by him. She likes him. She's just like, fuck it. I'm going to say my experience, which people have been quick to point out. And it's absolutely true. Just because you had a good experience doesn't mean everybody does. But that being said, Cammy didn't get paid for that. Like, I think that's a wild accusation to throw out, to be like,
agreed.
Oh, he paid girls to defend him. He did.
It's kind of, like, giving the Glamzilla, they paid the girl to do the
the elf thing.
She even had a reason to believe that because of that whole paid partnership mix up. Yeah, but
this is just conspiratorial. I don't know. I don't believe it.
I'm, like, mad because since I was deleted and I don't know the order of all of these, but I don't know when he was implying that he paid for it, because even in that first response, he says that K-18 flew her out. This is the one that I saw and I was like, holy shit, this took a turn. Because I had not seen that deleted one. And I just saw the, like, initial response. That it, like, wasn't totally what she wanted, but she was still happy, blah, blah, blah. Then she posted this. And I was like, oh. Okay.
This is the absolutely last video that I'm making about this, but I'm done being Mr. Nice Guy and I'm exposing fucking everyone.
Oh
I'm
my
exposing
God.
Everything. The whole time I was there, Alfredo barely talked to me. He was on his phone the whole time. Or if he wasn't on his phone, he was talking with Philip about how they were going to get paid, how they were going to make so much money, how this is going to go so viral because I look like Kylie Jenner. I really do feel like they used the shit out of me and it's fucked up. Alfredo's in the creator fund, so 3 million, 5.6 million, 1.2 million, he's going to make bank off the videos that he made about me. He's going to make over, well around like $5,000 or more. And that's just for the videos. He gets paid by K18, he gets paid by Tangle Teaser, he gets paid by the Hair Regrowth brand. The only reason he didn't do the extensions is because he wasn't going to get paid by them. He told me he had lots of extensions there, he just didn't want to use them because he wasn't going to get paid by them. The fact that he's being messy now, I'm fucking done. I am done. They used the shit out of me, trying to profit on me looking like a celebrity. It's messed up. And while I was there, I even told them the reason why I bleached my hair in the beginning is because I hate the Kylie comparisons. I don't like it. And the fact that they keep saying, oh, she looks like Kylie Jenner in the videos, because they're trying to exploit me and they're trying to make more money and get more views with it. The fact that Alfredo is liking comments right now that are bashing me, commenting under videos that are completely bashing me and talking crap about me, saying I'm ungrateful, is just so unprofessional. Like, this dude is so unprofessional. It is insane. And call me whatever, but this shit is patchy. Y'all were right. This shit is patchy and it looks bad. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be so honest. It looks
the
bad.
Right side
it's giving
is
Y2K
atrocious.
Kelly Clarkson. It is.
It's giving Y2K Kelly Clarkson. I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
that patch on the right is criminal. It really is.
That's not a balayage.
No, that's a bleach spot. That's like what my shirts look like when bleach gets in the fucking wash by accident.
Okay, I did get home and cry. I did. The fact that these were the inspo pictures and this is what I got. It's not it. He was very, very sloppy. It took little to no time. Alfredo barely took any time on me. I will say maybe an hour. Probably not even. The rest of the time he was on his phone or it was Philip doing the rest of my hair. The whole thing felt very rushed. Very, very rushed. And it didn't feel like he put a lot of effort into it at all. Call me ungrateful, call me whatever the fuck you want, but I know my worth. I know what I'm bringing to the table, and I made him well over $5,000 just because of my face. So call me ungrateful, say whatever you want. Yeah, I didn't pay him, but I did pay him, so. A lot of you guys don't understand what collabs are, especially with creators who have a big following. You don't understand how much money there really is in that. Just because I didn't pay him means nothing. I had multiple other opportunities and offers from other companies and brands, yet I chose him because I thought he would give me what I wanted, and he didn't. So I was really never bashing him or trying to be mean to him. I was just saying I didn't get what I wanted, and he's saying that I needed to communicate more, and I'm like, hold up. I did communicate. I have the receipts. Don't do that. No, don't lie. Don't do that. I communicated. Don't lie. Y'all can hate me and call me ungrateful, spoiled brat, bitch. I've heard all of it. I don't care. I'm not. I know my fucking worth. I know how much money I made him. It's way more than you guys could ever imagine.
So this is the official response.
Hey guys.
Oh my God.
This is Alfredo. I'm super, super sad right now. This is going to be a serious video. I barely slept last night. I've been in bed all day. I've never had my mental health affected from social media. I know it happens a lot to people. But this whole Taylor thing is completely out of hand. I did this because I wanted to help her to do something nice. We flew her out for free, and she has us all blocked, but people are sending me a video that she just made that I'm like shaking right now, because it's just such lies, and I don't know why she's doing this. I honestly don't know. We loved Taylor. We had the best time with her. She was so happy. I'm gonna show you my receipts, which is so dumb. I didn't wanna do this. I'm a grown man. I am, like I said, I've been doing hair 30 years. I'm 50 years old. Like, I'm not gonna fight with a young mother, you know? And
he's 50?
He's 50? Did he say 50?
He just said he's 50 years old?
You have drank something
well
I'm scared
done,
of. Like,
sir.
I feel like he just, like, I feel like he's drinking someone's blood or
he
something.
He could have told
like,
me
that's
he was
actually insane.
Like, 30. Absolutely.
Oh,
not
absolutely 30 he would pass for.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
wow.
That's insane.
That's impressive.
Slay King.
Yeah. I'm beside myself at the comments, the bullying. We had the best intentions with Taylor. And I'm going to show you first of all. I showed you this one before, but like, she's saying she loved her hair and how her hair turned out. If I have any shots. That was the next day. That was Friday. We did her hair on Thursday. And then here's Saturday's text. I also want to get all of your Cash apps so I can give you tips. I feel so bad I wasn't able to while I was there. I've been so broke lately and waiting on payments. Are we gonna post the final one Monday? If you didn't like your hair, why would you ask, like, want to pay us? This was Saturday. And then on Sunday, she texted me again how excited she was that she's been talking to Stella. She can't wait for the video. If she had said, I'm unhappy with the haircut, which, by the way, I did the color. I did not do the haircut. That was a consultation with her and Philip, and I'm gonna show you guys the videos right now. So I'm just asking myself, like, what is her real intention here? I don't understand it. Like, I'm heartbroken. If she had told me in this text message she was sad, guess what I would have done? Flown her back out on my dollar and given her extensions, which we gave her extensions. So just watch these videos, and then I just want to be done with this, but please, like, this is really affecting me, and I don't understand. Like, I saw all the other stuff. Like, she seems to be love fighting people on social media. That is not who I am. I like helping people, and I'm not gonna stop because of her, but this is just completely out of hand. And I just can't.
I love it. Cute. I love it. Absolutely love it. I didn't recolor it. I think the lighting was kind of like weird in that video, so maybe it looked a little bit orange, but it doesn't look like that in real life. It looks really nice. It's really pretty. I love it a lot.
So what I don't understand is, like, why? Why all these videos? Why all this drama? Like, I don't do this. I got into this because I wanted to help people. All the other girls that I've helped, I'm still friends with them. And I don't understand it. Like, if she wasn't happy, we would do anything to make her happy. We loved her. We loved having her in the salon. Everything was great. I wasn't on my phone all the time. And also, I have not made $5,000 from this. The whole Bellamy thing, I tagged them. If you look in the video, I tagged them, and we used extensions. I'd be happy to give her long hair. Not anymore. No way. And also, she said other brands. She was talking trash about the other brand the whole time, that they break people's hair, about the lawsuits. I don't want to get into it. She also talked about Kylie and Selena, and that Kylie was going to use her and then canceled her because she was talking bad about them. And I just left that all alone. I don't get into that drama. It should have all been red flags for me. We flew her out first class. We got her a hotel. Like, what more does she want? I understand. Like, if she had honestly told me in the chair or even afterwards, like, we would make it right. But at this point, it's completely out of hand. And I'm just so hurt. If anything else, I'm sad. And Taylor, if we failed you in any way, I'm so sorry. But this does not seem genuine to me. Like, even in my text messages yesterday, I told her I'm not going to come back for you. I'm not going to show all the receipts I have because I don't want to hurt you. And then she blocks us all and makes that video right now. What is that about? And she says it's because I'm commenting back. People are just showing me support and saying thank you. This is, like, childish. Like, I will not talk about this again, guys. I'm going to keep helping people with their hair. But I'm not going to talk about this again. I have better things to do, like, with my life and my time. And I do work for brands. Everybody knows that. That's not a secret. I'm an influencer. But this was not a paid thing. And, you know, if anything, it was paid for. So I feel like it's really ungrateful and really unfortunate. And I don't know what to say because I don't know who this person is that is making these videos. It's not the person that was at the salon.
Both of them are being very aggressive at this point. What are your thoughts?
Listen, I don't think it's going to be a popular opinion, but I kind of stand by what I said, where I think they both have some level of fault. Now,
yeah, no, I agree.
What I've seen a lot of hairdressers speaking about is in terms of Alfredo and his skill set in general. And I have to say, I don't think her color job was the best, but I've also seen him do some good ones. So I'm not sure of his skill level, and I'm not a hairdresser, so I can't really comment on that. What I can kind of confirm is that he is still cool and has done the hair of the girls that he's fixed their hair multiple times. Like, they've come back 2, 3, 4 times. So he is not lying about that. He does have good relationships with those people. As far as Taylor goes, does she even say at all that she felt uncomfortable there, sitting there? I know she says, like, he was talking shit or he was on his phone, but, like, I feel like she didn't do a good job of explaining, meaning, why did you tell him you loved it a million times? Why did you text him the next day saying you loved it? Like, I don't feel like she explained her motive behind that. And I think that's what makes me feel a little bit weird.
And for me, that kind of is the part that I just assume that it was because they were filming a video and they had other conversations off camera. And
but she's explaining everything else. And she's not explaining that.
Well, she kind of implies that it was, like, before he had already told her that they couldn't do extensions. So, like, why would she argue it on camera when she already knows that they can't do them?
I don't know.
She could have been more obvious if she was like, they told me to say this, or, like, I felt like I had to say this or something. I guess she could have been more clear on that.
Even beyond the filming date, I feel like she needed to be more clear of why after the fact did you say you loved it so many times on your own platforms and text messages, both in private and in public. It's not even like you felt, like, publicly pressured to say something that you loved it publicly. You're texting him that you loved it. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
See, in that part, I go back to I think she felt, I don't know, like, she felt guilty that she didn't tip them or something, or they, like, expected it, and then she, like, felt awkward. I get why she would say that she liked it publicly, because she would feel like she was obligated to, because they collabed and she's supposed to love it. So she's like, well, I don't want to seem ungrateful. So she would have posted that without realizing that so many people would voice their opinions that they did not like it, which I think then gave her the confidence to be like, me either, but I just, like, felt like I had to like it. I don't know. Like, I get it. Do I think it was necessarily the right move? No. And even if I hated it, I don't think I would make all those videos.
I think that's why I'm struggling here to be completely like, oh my God, she was absolutely right and Alfredo's this monster. Yeah. I'm not saying that he's not wrong, because he definitely was wrong in the ways that he went about it. I think that he did maybe ignore a lot of the suggestions that she had that he shouldn't have. Like, she said this, so check in with her and be like, oh, but you wanted that before. Are you sure you're okay with this? You know what I mean? Be more attentive.
It seems kind of like there was two egos involved, I think, that is the problem.
Yeah, very much so. But I just feel like her doubling, tripling down, saying, I love it, I love it, I love it, is not the adult thing to do. I feel like, especially we're all busy, we're all doing our own shit. People take people's word usually at face value. And it's like, if you're texting me you love something, I'm not reading into that and being like, does she really? Like, oh girl, then I slayed it. Like, wonderful. She didn't need to do all that.
The texting, I agree that, like, why would you go out of your way to, like, she initiated that conversation. The in-person, her saying, I love
totally understand.
Those cuts of her saying it, literally, it's like, I love it. Oh my God. And I get that, like, she doesn't know what else to say. So that is all that's coming to mind. And she's just being like, yeah, of course. Also, she probably is thinking, like, if I say I hate it, like, he's not going to just redo it right now.
But literally, think about it right now. Let's say that Alfredo had an inkling. He caught on to her energy and was like, maybe she didn't love it. If he had any doubt and was like thinking about that, well, his doubts were put at ease when the next day he gets a text message being like, sorry, I was so out of it. Like, you know what I mean? That could have been like, I didn't sleep. She even excused her being uncomfortable. Like, it just was all a big miscommunication. And I think it's not 100% fair to say one person was completely right.
Totally. Like, I think there's definitely fault on both sides.
Right. That being said, the balayage sucks. Like, absolutely. That balayage is trash.
It's important to note that those texts came before the video came out. So again, I think that the comments on the video are what reassured her that, like, she's not crazy for hating it, basically. And that kind of gave her the confidence to speak out against it.
100%. Yeah, I think that's important to note. That did happen after. So yeah, sometimes when the public opinion is on your side, you feel more confident.
Otherwise, that is pretty much it.
Okay, so for our last topic, it's a really quick one, but my God, is it taking over my For You page? Because people are fucking pissed.
I hadn't seen it, but someone tweeted it to me in response. I had asked you girlies for topics. Thank you for your responses.
There are a few things that people on TikTok hate more than landlords and flippers. All right, house flippers, they fucking hate them. They're like, you little rat. Like, why do you ruin houses? So what I had seen originally on my For You page, I'm actually just going to show you. And let's see if you could clock why people are so upset. This is from an account called Florida Flipsters, which from my understanding is a couple that's in Florida and they flip houses. And they had done this specific house from the 1970s. They've been working on it for a while. They're trying to flip it to sell it.
And obviously, so I think that's the key, is I don't think necessarily all flippers people hate most of the time, but it's mostly when they take like old kind of iconic architecture or certain aspects of the house. And then the people that flip it and are like, here's white marble.
Yeah. From what I've seen from house inspectors, you know, the people that do all the inspections for the home, they hate flippers because they tend to DIY it themselves because they're cheap and they do it wrong. And so everything's all fucked up and nothing's lined up and everything's just a mess. There are some good ones, obviously. But anyway, this is what they did that pissed everyone off.
Today, we are taking this fireplace from hobbit core to cottage core. Now, a lot of you suggested that we should just clean the stones and it would brighten it. However, these stones have very large dark grout lines that just look dirty even after a good scrub. So we're going to be trying the German smear technique. It's ironic to me that some people said this was such a millennial trend, when in reality, this technique was developed centuries ago and used on castles and buildings.
Okay, German smear is for brick. It's not for stone, mama. It's not for stone. It's for brick. It was used on castles because castles were made out of brick, girly. Come on. So she's doing this on stone when it's not meant to be.
So in my personal opinion, I think this is actually a timeless look that gives the fireplace an almost old world feel. Let me just say that this was a true trust the process project for us, as it was looking a bit scary before we started smoothing out the grout lines with a sponge. It took us multiple hours, then but after finessing, it finally started to give us the look that matched our inspiration photos. We are planning on doing a warm, lighter oak style flooring and adding lots of brushed brass lighting, so I felt like the right move was to lighten up this fireplace. We do still need to complete the look by finding a nice chunky wood mantle and of course replacing those ugly sconces, but here is how it turned out. What do you think?
The police are out front, mama. The police are out front, you psycho.
That's done.
That's done, girly. You're looking at a finished product.
Holy shit, I thought they were going to paint over it or something. What the fuck do you mean?
No. I would have almost rather them paint it.
What,
girl?
Is that? No, literally, paint it all white.
What's really fucking frustrating about this is that what they filled this in with is concrete. Okay, so nobody can ever restore this unless they re-stone it or whatever it's called. Let me show you what a German smear is supposed to look like, by the way. Because when I Googled it, I was flabbergasted. So this is a German smear. You see,
that's not what it looks like.
Of course not, because this is brick and that's big, chunky stones. Like, girl, get a freaking grip. So what's really upsetting even more, because I'm just getting upset all over again, is this is such a unique, beautiful fireplace. Like, it's so cool. The shape of it is custom to this house.
And like mid-century modern, like that's so back in right now. Like, I feel like my place is very much mid-century modern. And I What do you mean?
Girl, the people were pissed. The people were ready to come and arrest them. I'm not even joking. They turned the comments off.
They're never going to sell this house.
Well, they probably will is the sad part. But it gets worse, okay? Because after that, they were like, oh my God, so much hate. What's happening?
They got rid of a wood beam.
Oh, girl, you don't even know it's worse.
No. No, I love wood beams.
Never in my life did I think a fireplace DIY would trigger the internet so much that the app would have to turn on anti-bullying mode. But moving on, because we have an exciting update. This vaulted ceiling was just begging for a beam, and today we're finally installing one. Due to the size of the beam needed, we knew we'd have to find a faux beam for us to physically be able to have the strength to lift. We found these vintage-style wood beams made from foam from a company called Outwater, which ended up being the perfect solution. Luckily, the install process was quick and easy because I do not love heights, and I was happy I had to only hold it up there for like 10 minutes.
Of course, the shit's styrofoam. Look at that texture.
We had to use a second beam, but luckily they have these rubber straps to hide the seams and to make it all look cohesive. For lighting, we wanted a mid-century kind of funky light to keep in the 70s spirit for the space, and I am so obsessed with the one we ended up choosing. Last but not least, we sourced a chunky mantle for the fireplace.
The one good thing they did, in my opinion.
A local Melaleuca tree, which we then sanded and stained to perfectly match the ceiling beam. It is crazy how much the mantle really helped tie everything together, and we are so happy with how the living room is coming along.
It's awful.
So one thing to know is that the wood beam is obviously it's foam. I've seen some people use this, but this one in particular has so much fake, like kind of like wood type things that it looks tacky. And also, from my understanding, you cannot hang a light on a real wood beam. So it's a dead giveaway.
I mean, can you hang it on a foam one? That seems dangerous.
You know, I'm not sure what it's secure on. Actually, that's a good question. It's just like stapled into foam. I don't know. But notably, look at what they outro this with.
With how the living room is coming along. Hopefully you agree, but if
holy
not,
shit, I thought they were gonna paint over it or something. What the fuck do you mean?
Do the floors, but stay tuned because next up we're tackling the kitchen.
So she basically was like, give your opinions. Do you love it? And if you're not, like, I'm sure you'll let us know. Comments are off. She said, never mind. I changed my mind. People got pissed. People were talking, real estate agents. Everyone was weighing in. It was this big thing. But most notably, and this was like striking a memory because I was like, oh my God, I did see this on my For You page, I think literally like a month ago. And this was a TikTok they posted that people are revisiting now and being like, you guys are criminal. You need to be held accountable.
Yesterday, you saw us tear open the ceiling on our front sunroom, and we discovered the original beadboard, which was this beautiful green color that almost everyone thought we should save. And we agreed until we saw that it had potential mold and just holes that were too hard to patch. So instead, we are gonna go all natural, baby. And honestly, we kind of were leaning towards wanting a natural wood ceiling in the first place. So we went and bought some new beadboard that we stained early American and cut to size. Probably wondering how on earth the two of us are gonna get this on the ceiling. And we thought the same thing, but Tyler came up with the brilliant idea to put a piece of board on there to take some of the weight off of me so I could brad nail in the rest. And here's the moment where I knew we made the right choice. I mean, that beadboard was beautiful, but there's nothing like some fresh, natural beadboard that I think is going to be even more timeless. Let me know if you agree.
The mold's still there.
The mold's still there. They said, you don't see it. You don't see it. It's not there. What are you talking about? Dude, they literally saw potential mold. We're looking at it, girlie. It's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is potential mold also?
Like, she shows black mold, does not address, clean it, get someone out there to, no, none of that. They glue another piece of wood so that whoever they sell this to is going to have such a fucking problem for probably roughly 15 years or 30 years. Like, it's going to manifest that it's going to make everybody sick.
And they're not going to know why they're sick because they don't know that it's there.
I know, because these fuckers glued this shit on. So it is literally like they're the worst kind of flippers. They're the flippers that everyone hates. They're the flippers that do an irresponsible job. It's two people that, like, sure, I'd probably trust them to hang up my TV or something. Like, you know, something like that. Like, oh, you've got some DIY chops. You can't flip an entire house. Hire people. Like, what are you doing?
I was just gonna say, do they not have like contractors or anything? Like,
girl, no, they do everything by themselves.
Oh, no, no. Jocelyn and her husband in flip houses, and mm-hmm. they do a great job, in my opinion. And they're yeah. not, like, taking, like, these, like, shortcuts. Kind of 70s homes and then, like, making them into, like, millennial cookie cutter things. But yeah. they also have an electrical guy. They have a contractor. They'll do some of the stuff, and they help, and they do a lot of the projects. But, like, there's people that know what they're doing.
No, I think that a lot of people do this. They'll just kind of, like, team up with their semi-DIY savvy partner, and they'll just be like, yeah, we can flip a house.
For it. Your house, then yeah. fine.
That's whatever. What people were saying. That was the huge argument. People were saying, girl, if you want to fuck up your own house and you pay that mortgage and you're not going to resell it anytime soon and you just want to live in that DIY hellhole, nobody cares. Dreams. Like, make your fireplace as ugly with cement as you want. But this to be like, oh, we bought it and we're just going to turn it around as quickly as possible, suck out all of the character from the house and sell it to someone who literally cannot reverse the damage and then also potentially experience more damage because of the way that we fix things. Criminal. But anyway, that was just a really quick topic. That's it. People are really pissed. People are watching in horror, basically, as they
I had no house. Idea I would, like, that just made me viscerally upset.
I know.
Okay, so I do have a very, very quick We Love the Internet that I have wanted to send you, but I wanted to save it for We Love the Internet. I sent it to Megan and she really enjoyed it as well. I don't even know how to explain it, but I know you'll appreciate it.
Okay, period.
How does he do it?
Look at, oh my god, the arms. Jesus.
I thought it was fake. He is SpongeBob. Ethan Slater, move over. When I first saw this, I thought it was fake. I thought he edited it to do it. But that is talent.
Yeah, I had to try to do it for a second to make sure that it's a hard. Yeah, it's hard. Confirmed by me.
I'm
yeah.
not even going to try to do it because I know that. I wouldn't even come close.
Oh my god, a talented king.
I love anyway, a good SpongeBob reference.
me too. Anyway, if you guys made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you so much. And yeah, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday, girlies.
Cheers.
Bye.